I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pumpkin spice lattes are back. We got that going for us. Today is the first day you can grab a PSL from Starbucks. It is the Brett Mega Show. That's good news. What else is coming up in the good news, Hannah?
Okay, I have a good news story that should hit really close to home for you, Brett, and you, AB. I'll tell you what that is next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so this story is crazy and should really resonate with both AB and somehow even Brett. But was this 20-year-old kid in Florida who was wearing a cross necklace representing his really strong faith, AB, and his friend accidentally fired a gun and the kid got shot. But the cross necklace strayed away the bullet, like the cross metal, like literally ricocheted
off.
That's
where the bullet hit?
Oh, so his life was saved. So when I saw this and heard this, I was like, oh my gosh, that's kind of like when Brett got shot.
I was shot,
in the back of the head and it ricocheted.
Yeah, it was ricocheted off a target, hit me in the back of the head. I was shot with a bullet. That is true.
So you and this 20-year-old kid in Florida can have a bondage.
Except his really happened and Brett's didn't.
Yeah. Guys, mine really did happen. And I wear like a cross necklace. I do that. Actually, the reason I've been starting to wear this is because a bullet comes after me.
This is the bullet can ricochet off of it.
This is one of the reasons.
That's very smart, Brett.
Yeah, it all makes sense now.
I know you guys are wondering why I wear this. So if anyone asks, just let him know. It's because he's trying to protect himself from bullets.
This good news story is sponsored by Brett Mega.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. We were talking about a lot about how we have a movie star on the show now, here on the Brett Mega Show. AB is an extra in a movie that's currently in production. In production, working the trailers. If you had your choice, though, would you be a music star or a movie star?
I think I would be a music star. I like the idea of, like, touring and you just, like, instantly going out and getting, like, automatic dopamine rush of seeing the crowd and seeing the people that are there to support you versus, like, movies. You're kind of like, everything's delayed. Like, your joy and everything is, like, super delayed. You don't really get to see, like, right off the bat that your work is being, like, seen and appreciated.
Good point. Like, the rush. Because like, oh, yeah, I filmed it a year and a half ago kind of thing. Yeah.
I want the rush now.
Yeah.
That's a great point. But I would go movies primarily because I fear the rush. I think that that rush is what leads so many musical artists to addiction. And to issues.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
So, yeah, I don't want to get dark.
You ever, like, thought music star comes with addiction? I'm not doing that. He's like, I'm straying away.
So I'm going to be a movie star.
All right.
I think as much as I would love to sing and dance and be, like, a pop star, I would go movie star because I don't think I would do well on tour.
Oh, like the
touring
life?
I would not like the tour life and living in a tour bus and stuff. And I like the fact that you can film a movie for a couple months and then take a couple months off and then still have somewhat of a normal life. Whereas when you're on tour, I mean, you're touring for like a year at a time. And that's
that
crazy
green room.
To me.
I would definitely go with Hannah, too, on the music side of things. Although I have zero music ability. I have anti-rhythm. I think it'd be the coolest thing to be able to sing your own songs, tell your own stories. Like, usually movie stars are just acting and remembering lines. I want to be able to tell my own story, my own art, my own creativity, and then have people sing those stories back or have those stories resonate with somebody. I think that's really cool. I do think both have negatives. Like, touring does suck. Being on a movie set for 14 hours a day sucks.
And that was a lot, I would know.
Yeah.
Wearing the roller skates.
You guys need me, I'm there for you for rehab.
Thank you, Sober Kevin.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Over the next few minutes, as you're trying to rush to get out of your house, trying to go to school and all the other good stuff you got to do.
Starbucks line.
Starbucks line, because PSLs are back today. Get in line early. I try to get in line at like 5 a.m. and people were already lining up.
Don't let them scare you. I had nobody in line. I think I was the first person.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love Love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's because you were camped out, people like you. I'll read a headline and Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. What this woman did to another bride, people are furious over.
Ooh, tea, what is it?
So, okay, this is what a couple end up doing. As they were doing like the bouquet toss, the guy jumped in front of the bouquet, caught it, and then turned around and proposed to his girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
That's
and
a lot.
People felt like they robbed a bride of her moment. They're like, well, this is very dramatic in the middle of their wedding. You shouldn't have done that.
I mean, I'm not for one being proposed like to at a wedding or whatever, but I do have to give the guy credit. Like,
I cannot wait till someone does this at Hannah's wedding. And then she's just like, yeah, it was really cool.
I just said I'm not for it.
She'd be so understanding when someone does that. Most expensive sports memorabilia.
Yeah, keep moving.
Okay. Oh, wow. Like she ate something bad. If one slice of bread has mold on it, is it safe to eat another slice from the same loaf?
Girl math, yes.
No, it is not. That's actually what the answer is. It said, do not do that. Throw the whole thing away and actually burn your house down.
Just eat around.
No. Do you like to gamble or play it safe?
Yes, I love to gamble.
With your career?
Oh, well.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like I've taken some risks.
There's a big difference when it comes to finding promotions, making money. Risk takers, way more likely to get promotions, way more likely to make more money than people who are taking low risk and say, hey, I want to do it, play it safe. It's all about
I take a risk every time I turn this microphone on.
So does the company.
Yeah.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Christy, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Christy, are you ready to take on Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
Oh, my gosh. I am so ready.
Oh, my gosh. Hannah.
She's been waiting.
Hannah, have you been waiting to take on Christy?
Yeah, my day is now complete.
Yeah, you've been just been like, this has been the opponent she has been seeking out. How Hannah's homeschool works is there's 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask you guys both the same questions. So, Hannah, you leave so you can hear Christy give us all the correct answers. Hannah's leaving. Christy, I'm going to throw 5 pop culture questions at you. You got to get more right than Hannah, okay?
Okay.
All right, Hannah's officially gone. Let's do this. This old-time restaurant and store known for this country theme recently changed their logo but was met with backlash. What store am I talking about?
That would be Cracker Barrel.
Boom. Yes.
Yeah, Christy. What is Zac Efron's character in High School Musical? I need his character's name.
Oh.
A lot of back to school. Go back to High School Musical. Zac Efron's character. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can see Coach. I can see AB. Can you help me?
Sure. Let's go. You use your phone. Your friend with AB.
Troy Bolton.
Oh, she knew who to go to.
Yes.
You knew, Christy. All right. SNL has only one confirmed cast member currently for season 51. They're about to start soon. Better get on it. They're expected to release their cast later this week. Who is the longest running cast member of Saturday Night Live?
Oh, he was from Nickelodeon, Good Burger.
Yep.
Keenan.
Yep.
Yes. Keenan Thompson. I'll give it to you. There we go.
Job.
Chris Martin did a security check before a fan proposed on the Jumbotron. Well, because of this band's issue with Jumbotrons, he made sure that they were actually together and they didn't have someone on the side before they did the proposal. Chris Martin is the lead singer to which band?
Coldplay.
That is correct. And then Starbucks PSLs are back. What does PSL stand for?
Pumpkin Spice Latte.
Christy went 5 for 5.
Wow.
Guys,
Christy,
yes.
Way to go.
And I think Hannah's 0 for 2. Like she's lost 2 in a row. This could be 3. This could be her longest streak ever. Christy, let's go. We'll see what happens next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
I have never been more nervous for Hannah to walk back into the room for Hannah's homeschool. I do not think in the history of Hannah's homeschool. How many wins do you have? Do you know?
Over 200.
Over 200 wins.
I think I'm inching 210.
Okay. I don't think Hannah's ever lost 3 times in a row. She's on a 2-match losing streak.
Why did you have to bring that up? I was hoping people wouldn't remember.
Hannah stood outside the room. We asked Christy 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask Hannah the same 5 questions. Christy, tell Hannah how many you got right.
Hannah, I got 5.
What is happening?
5 for 5. We're back to school, and we're back with some worthy opponents here. Christy went 5 for 5. You cannot miss a single question.
Have you guys been giving, like, so many answers to listeners?
She did a phone a friend on one. That was it.
Okay. No hints, cool. Something else. That's probably going to be the point that gets me.
Cannot
let's
miss, though.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, let's hope not. Because AB would be mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
She phoned AB.
Musical. Or God.
Or both.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Same questions that Christy got every single one correct. This old-time restaurant and store, known for its country theme, recently changed their logo to be met with backlash.
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
Luckily, I just went there for what I believe was the first time.
Which is so crazy to me.
I'm well-versed in my CBs.
All right. What is the name of Zac Efron's character for High School Musical?
Troy Bolton.
Boom. 2 for 2. Mm-hmm. AB, that was the question that Christy had phone a friend. She knew and described him, but she just couldn't think of the actual name. So Christy was there.
I need to take a breath. I'm nervous.
All right. Okay. Saturday Night Live has only one confirmed cast member currently for season 51. They're expected to release their new cast later this week. Who is the longest running cast member ever on Saturday Night Live?
This might be the hardest question you've ever asked on Hannah's Homeschool.
I think I've asked it before.
Everybody knows this.
And everybody knows this. Christy didn't even, like, hesitate. She described him, gave him details, gave him other movies
he's in.
Gave his start of his career, actually.
Right.
Him. He's a guy. Okay, that helps.
Well, not even. If you don't even know if it was a guy or a girl, you're never going to get it. Gonna go 3 in a row.
I'm not a late night TV girl. I'm a 4 a.m. news girl.
3 in a row.
The guy on Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
He's also been on iCarly.
Wow, look
that
at
him. That doesn't help anything.
I need a.
That helps nothing.
3.
I was gonna say Adam Sandler, but I know that's not right.
No. No. Kenan Thompson. Got to start at Nickelodeon, like Christy told him.
Right, yeah, he was in Good Burger.
Yeah,
right?
Christy told him.
That would have been a better guess for me.
Oh, you're done. 3 in a row. What is happening? Chris Martin did a security check before a fan proposed in the Jumbotron. He goes, hey, are we together? Is there someone on the side?
Uh-huh.
Chris Martin is the lead singer of what?
Coldplay.
And then Starbucks PSLs are back. What does PSL stand for?
How many's my latte?
4 out of 5 is great score, Hannah, but not good enough to beat Christy.
Yeah.
I hate losing. Woo.
Hannah, you know how to do it now. You've been doing it every day, it seems like.
I know. This is all I ever say anymore. This is Hannah, and I've been schooled by Christy.
Wow, 3 times in a row. What will the streak continue tomorrow?
Hannah's Homeschool.
Mega Minds.
So we're going to give you the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Maga Show. This is the food or drink item we share on Facebook the most.
I'm very confident in this. I'm going to say coffee.
Coffee? Nick is a PSL's back. You think that's why I did it?
Yes. More specifically, even iced coffee. Every time I get like an iced coffee somewhere, I'm posting a picture of it.
I wish it was hot coffee and you would have answered yourself out of it. But it's not coffee, actually. Hannah did not get it right.
All right.
Yeah, Kevin.
Lies.
I think it's a hamburger. I think people always love showing off their hamburgers.
No one's
or their
taking pictures of meat and putting it up on.
Yes, they are.
No, I'm very confident in my answer, and it's steak.
Wow.
Anytime a guy grills a steak, they got to put it on their Instagram. No one cares.
No one got it right. Everyone's very confident.
What?
With
that never happens. We were all so confident.
So confident. If you think you are confident with your answer, 855 444 Mega. It's 855-444-6342. To text in your guesses, give the answer next.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day answer. This food or drink item is the one we share the most on Facebook.
Lots of people texting in with their guesses. Paul said a specialty cocktail or a mocktail. Heather says a casserole. Teacher Suzanne says a yummy breakfast. Teacher Jen says desserts, but something like cake. Faith says a salad. Danny says ice cream.
No one got it because I honestly think it's weird that people do it. Honestly, what's weird though is Hannah and AV were talking about somebody sharing this food on social media just last week. The answer is shrimp.
What?
Shrimp is the most commonly.
We were not talking about that. We were talking about how I get a weird thing on my For You page about shrimp.
which is on social media.
Like, it's called Shrimp News. It's
Shrimp
weird.
Like taking over the government.
Yeah, that's what's on my For You page.
What, the shrimps are taking over the government?
Yeah. That's what comes up on my For You page.
Guys, food, shrimp is on the most social media pages. Whether they're taking over the government right. or people are sharing that they're eating them, there's a lot of shrimp on social media, and it is the number one food item on social media.
I don't believe that for a second.
It's on your For You page.
Shrimp news is different. Don't talk about shrimp news.
I'm just saying shrimp are the most featured item on social media. It is the Brett Magus Show. A lot of people headed back to school these last couple of weeks, and what happens when people go on summer break? They're disconnected to the world. Thank God. They go on like summer vacations. They're hanging out with their kids. And so we're going to catch you up with all these big events that happened over summer with the game. I'm going to ask each individual show member, Hannah, Kevin, and AB, a question about something that happened over summer. And we'll see if you can remember anything that happened these past 90 days. Okay.
Okay.
These are all big events that happened over summer in pop culture. You guys should have been locked in.
I should not get this wrong.
Yeah. Right. Yes, really
you should have been rocking.
Yes.
None of us should. We either talk about it or.
Right.
Yes. This is what your guys' job is. So this is you're updating the people that were disconnected because you were so connected.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how the rules of the game go, though. I'll ask each individual person a question. There's three rounds. You're allowed one steal each. Okay. You can steal the question.
Okay.
After the question is asked, you can yell out steal. So you can, so Hannah doesn't
even
get it.
Before they've answered?
Before they even answer.
Got it.
But use it at your time.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay.
That's hard. Right.
Yeah. So you got to decide when you want to use it. Hannah's question. Taylor Swift announced a new album and is called
Steal.
Kevin, right off the bat.
Kevin.
Aggressive. Kevin, go ahead.
Life of a Showgirl.
He's wrong?
Nope, it's correct.
Okay, I was like, whoa. I was like, then what is it?
What is it?
First, I thought I was almost thinking it was Showwoman, but then it was like Showgirl. Okay. Kevin, this goes to you.
Okay.
This dinosaur movie got a rebirth starring Scarlett Johansson.
Steal.
That's not
fair. Wow.
Oh. Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park, yes.
Okay, you looked at me weird.
Really, Jurassic World.
I was going to say, I don't know. I think technicality on that one, but whatever.
All right,
AB. Jurassic World Dominion.
So two people have already used their steal. Hannah's the only person left with the steal.
Yeah.
You guys are real aggressive with the steals right off the bat. All right, AB. Kendrick Lamar dominated the BET Awards. Kendrick Lamar famously had a diss track about Drake called...
Steal!
Hannah, you guys all stole it.
Not like us!
You
Kevin,
only use one
come
steal.
On, that's your song.
I know.
You all guys, right. I was not going to get that either.
And she
it was not
gonna...
coming to my mind because I hate that song so much. I'm so sorry, Kevin.
Okay. You're not like us, AB.
Everybody's on the board with 1 point, but it was all somebody else's question.
It was the summer of
steal. Yeah, none of us got our own questions right.
Steals are gone. We'll start with AB. Rounds 2 and 3 coming our way in 3 minutes. With back to school happening over these last couple of weeks as people start getting ready and back into a routine, one of the things that happens without a routine is you have no idea what the hell happened. Like, what happened this summer? You're just so disconnected from the world. So we will catch you up with all the big summer events that happened in pop culture in a quiz game. I'll ask Hannah, Kevin, and AB questions. They were allowed to steal. Steals are done. You guys already went through all your steals. Game is tied 1-1. And I'll ask you each an individual pop culture question, see who gets more right. These are all things that happened in the summer, this summer in the last 90 days. AB, we'll start with you. This declaration on Love Island became the most recreated meme on Instagram and TikTok during the summer with endless parodies.
The mommy thing?
I am mommy.
Mamacita.
I am mommy was the most created meme this past summer. So AB's got 2 points. Kevin, goes back to you. Speaking of Love Island, one of the biggest shows on TV. Who won Love Island USA?
Brian and Amaya.
Yes,
Kevin. Yes.
I listen occasionally to Hannah.
Right.
And
thank
AB
you.
Talking
thank
about
you.
The show.
Yeah, that's all they talked about this summer. Hannah. This summer blockbuster movie was Superman.
What
was Superman's dog's name?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Pluto?
Oh, so close.
That wasn't bad guess. Kevin?
Crypto.
Don't get the point for it.
I got the O.
Okay, yeah. Crypto. Hannah, this is the tie. Put the pressure on Kevin and AB. Okay. Justin Bieber dropped a surprise album this summer. His first album in 4 years. It was called?
Swag.
Swag.
Oh, yeah.
All right. These are all things that happened over the summer. Kevin, last round.
Okay.
Chance to go 3-for-3 here. most streamed song this summer end up being Alex Warren's
Ordinary.
Ordinary.
Yes.
That is correct. Yes. 3 points. AB, a chance to tie all comes down to this. And I think without a doubt, it is the biggest story of the summer. Do you even know what the biggest story of the summer was?
I was going to say Coldplay.
It is. At the Coldplay concert, hey! CEO and the head of HR were busted cheating. What was the name of the company?
Oh, no.
For the win.
Oh, I know this one.
AB.
I know this.
I told AB she would not remember the name of the company.
I know, and that's why it's really making me mad that I can't remember.
I said, you're not even going to remember the name of the company. She goes, oh, I will. By the end of the summer, she couldn't remember it.
I know it.
I don't know it.
Three. No guesses.
I don't know it. I think told it starts you. With an E.
No.
No.
Astronomer.
Kevin gets to win.
Yay!
Kevin, the most connected man this summer.
That's right.
Kevin Berghoff. Right.
It's a return of Brad Summer.
Yes.
Yes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So last night, Peacock dropped the season 7 Love Island reunion. It was hosted by Andy Cohen and, of course, Ariana Maddox. And before I even recap this thing, it is just so hard, like when I was watching it last night, for me to take it seriously because the reunion was filmed on August 12th and today is August 26th. And the drama that's happened, like from when they filmed the reunion to now, I feel like totally just like canceled out the reunion. Like last night, you know, they were talking about all the couples that are together, about like the winners, Amaya and Brian being together, Iris and Pepe being together, everybody just being like lovey-dovey. Really the only people that weren't together in the reunion last night were Chris and Huda, who obviously like weren't even together in the show. So I'm watching this last night and I feel like I'm not alone in this. I was on TikTok this morning and everybody was like, I wasted 2 hours of my life on that reunion because nothing is the same.
That's crazy that's 2 weeks. Like, just in 2 weeks, everything fell apart.
Because then the winners...
You try to hang on until the reunion, I think is what it is. Which, I watched the entire season. I didn't watch the reunion.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
I had no interest in it. I knew it was going to be like this. And I couldn't do it.
So the winners unfollowed each other on Instagram?
Yeah,
so that means
the reunion.
There's drama.
Right.
Drama.
Yeah. So supposedly the winners, Amaya and Brian, are not together. Apparently... Pepe and Iris not together. Apparently he cheated on her. There's like videos going around. I mean, this season was messy from the start. I was talking to AB like as Love Island was like going through the season.
You guys both
in real
love
time.
The show. You guys both watch it every
Until
single
Until I didn't anymore. Like halfway through the season, I told AB, I was like, honestly, I'm losing interest. I feel like literally the cast this season was just in it for the clout and just in it for the followers that I didn't even want to watch it anymore. And there was so much like mudslinging, cancellation, people purposely trying to cancel each other that it just wasn't even enjoyable. I literally only watched the reunion because of you guys.
I think it's weird for them to have a reunion because isn't the show filmed live?
I mean, it was only like a month.
Yeah, it was like, let's catch up with
That's
the
why
last
I also think
two
I
weeks.
Had no interest. I'm like, well, I've been seeing every single thing they've been doing on Instagram because they've been posting so much and trying to be influencers after the show that I don't need to watch the reunion to know what's been going on.
Correct.
That was a lot of drama.
So
for
it was
me.
A flop.
That was too much drama.
It was a
for
flop.
Me.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Hey, question for Hannah, who wants to know if she can ask her best friend if she could add the new boyfriend as a plus one. Can you ask a bride that? Like, hey, can I get a plus one? 855-444-MEGA. So it's 855-444-6342. Is this a question that Hannah could even ask her best friend? Is there a way to go about it? Maybe you have advice on how to do it in a way that doesn't seem so inappropriate or intrusive into someone else's wedding. So your best friend's getting married and you have a new boyfriend and now you want a plus one, huh?
Yeah. So new boyfriend Julian and I have been dating only a couple of months, but he's really important in my life. And this wedding is really important. This is my best friend's wedding. So I'd really like him to be there. So far when we've been talking, she hasn't said anything about him coming and I haven't brought it up because honestly, I'm scared. I have a bad track record of weddings and being demoted.
And I know how much like work and effort best friend Sydney is putting into this wedding, and I don't want to add any stress to her plate. I don't want to like ask for anything, but I do because I want boyfriend Julian there. This is a big wedding.
Wedding etiquette wise.
My two best friends are getting married, and I'm constantly hearing them complain about people either inviting themselves who weren't invited originally, or just being like, oh, I get a plus one, right? Or like, if I don't get a plus one, I need one. And so they're constantly complaining about it. So I don't think you can like flat out ask. I think the best way to go about it is like a roundabout way and just text her and be like, hey, is my boyfriend Julian invited to the wedding? I just need to let him know to keep that date open.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good call.
So you're not. You think that's roundabout? No. I think that's correct.
No, I think that's brilliant.
That gives her
brilliant
the option to be like, oh no, yes. I'm sorry. You know, the guest list is already set.
I feel like that puts her in an awkward position to say no.
But you have to. You got to know.
Oh, yeah, you want to ask in a way that there's no option for a no.
Yeah.
I think you can't ask at all. I think you can't. I don't think there's a way to do it. And I think the reason I think this is a little bit different. I am less issue if you weren't standing up in the wedding. You're a bridesmaid. What is Julian going to do with this thing?
That's a great point.
Like, he's not friends with the group. So he's got to, like, it's going to be a distress. Your whole purpose is to be there for your bride, not to be, like, datey. And where is he going to sit? Where is he going to do? Then your friend, who's probably under enough stress trying to figure out the seating arrangements and all that, has to worry about good old Julian's place at the table. Like,
I was actually, my best friend London's getting married, and her mom flat out told me, you're not allowed to get a boyfriend before this wedding because the seating arrangements have been made.
Yeah.
She told me that, and I said, you know what? It's not going to be a problem.
We're not worried about you getting the boyfriend.
That's why. That's
I do think
it does mess up a lot of things.
But I like, you know what?
But
I want to like dance with him on the dance floor and stuff at the end of the night.
You think you want to get like a plus one that doesn't include a seat? You think that's an
option?
You
know what? Honestly, if he just wants to go to dance,
yeah,
he can have my drinks. That's fine.
Is there a different level of invitation?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Your ticket doesn't.
He doesn't even need to eat. Like, he doesn't need to eat.
Get the wristband.
You know, like there's people that come see you get married. Then there's people that just come to the reception, and then there's people that like come just for dancing and the partying.
That's
like,
what I want. From
yeah,
him.
Like I don't need a VIP ticket. I just need like a general admission. Can he get a GA ticket?
Yeah.
Literally, that's what I want to ask.
Is it okay for Hannah to ask for a GA ticket for her boyfriend to this wedding? 855-444-MEGA. Do you think it's okay to ask? Should she just be honest because they're best friends? Or does her best friend have enough stress on her plate? 855-444-6342. Help! Calm down. Chill out. No, actually, you can't calm down. You can't chill out. Hannah's best friend's getting married, and she's in panic mode. Is it inappropriate for Hannah to go to her best friend, who she is a bridesmaid at this wedding, and say, hey, I started a new relationship. It's only a couple of months in. I know wedding invitations have already been set, but can I get a plus one? I want, now that we've been dating, it's not like we've been dating for a few weeks. It's a few months. I want my man there to support me, to dance with me, to celebrate you and have this big celebration party. Can she ask that question? Or is that like a no-fly zone with brides? 855-444-6342. In Hannah's defense, she's kind of asking for a general admission ticket. She doesn't care that he's like there to eat and be part of the reception, but she just wants him to come there and support her and dance.
Mm-hmm. And see me in my little dress.
I think that might be worse now that I was thinking about it.
You no.
Why?
Because now he's just coming for the freebie party, and he's there to support you instead of, again, this is about the bride celebration.
He doesn't have to have any funds. He just can be there.
He just wants to be there for a couple of dances, and he's out.
For moral support and a ride home for me.
I do think it's all or nothing.
Yeah, I feel like you're in to celebrate this couple and this beautiful day, and you're going to be remembered. as part of the party, whether you break up or not, but you're just still part of it. You can't just come there for the fun stuff. You like everyone wants to skip the speeches. This dude gets a free ride on the speeches, and he gets the free ride of probably.
I just want to make it as easy as possible. I don't want to stress anybody out. That's why I've been scared to ask, because I don't want to put the bride through any stress.
Do you think it stresses out? What about Julian in this situation? Do you think, like, if he shows up halfway through the wedding, I feel like that's the most awkward entrance ever. Is he going to get announced by the DJ? And now, late to the game, here's Julian!
I hope so.
Yeah, like, right? Like, I feel like you're all in, and I also, your best friend knows you're dating him. I feel like if she wanted him invited, she probably would have invited him.
She has a lot on her plate. I don't know that she's like thought about that yet. She's planning.
That's a good point.
A ton of other stuff. I don't know that that has crossed her mind yet. That's probably guest on list the bottom of her list.
No, guest list is at the top.
Yeah, but like, do you think like Julian's invite is at the top of her list? She's probably like, I got to get make sure grandma's invited, make sure uncle and aunt's invited. Like, oh wait, Hannah's got a boyfriend.
Hannah's
named Julian.
Boyfriend
yeah.
reigns all.
It's a solid point. I do think you guys have gone out for drinks, and she should have been like, oh, you should bring Julian to the wedding.
We talk about a lot when we go out to drinks. We got a lot of stuff to salvage through. I don't know that that would be top of mind either.
Sydney, do you think that Hannah?
This is not bride Sydney either, right?
Yeah, Sydney the bride called right. in. Let me tell you. No. Sydney, do you think that Hannah could ask her best friend to say, hey, can I get a plus one to your wedding?
I don't think so. I think it would be inappropriate. And I feel like if she wanted to extend that invitation, she would have done that already. I mean, she may be on the other side thinking, I hope she doesn't ask me if he can come. Because him there to dance with her, it's not her day, respectfully.
Yeah.
And I'm. Bride wants her there to spend the time with her, especially if they're best friends. So I really would not do it. I feel like she's aware, the bride is aware, and she would have extended that invitation. And the last thing you want to do is stress her out at all. So
I agree. I don't want to stress her out.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Weddings are stressful enough. I think Sydney just respectfully said, your man's not invited.
Maybe. Now we wait.
No, he's not invited, girl.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.